This morning, we're catching up with an author, Brian Andrew. How are you, Brian?
Fantastic, thanks, Fee. Yep.
Brian, can I ask, firstly, how many books you've written? How many books have you authored?
Moira and I have written four each, my wife, so four, yep.
Four books? Four. Okay, and have you always been an author, or did you start life in another field?
I was asked to do a newspaper column a long time ago in the normal secular press, Murdoch Press. I did that for 22 years, so I guess my writing career, if you like, started with that weekly column that I did, and it was very effective. So I was always looking out for a story.
Every journalist's dream to write a book, and you've gone on and written four. I happen to have one book in my hand. It's called The Man Book. Play Like a Team and Be Happy Together. And it's a handbook of relationship wisdom. Now, we've heard so many fellas say that they just don't understand women. They don't understand how they think or why they think that way or how to make them happy. And just glancing through this book, Brian, I think what you've done is put together a little handbook of tips for the fellas on how to do just that, make their lady happy.
Well, I think that's right. And quite honestly, I don't think it's that hard. It really isn't. And I tend to take a more proactive approach, that rather than trying to focus on, like conflict resolution, a more positive approach. You know, this is how you should treat a lady. Be kind, speak positively, be affectionate without expecting more. Listen, this is a big one for blokes, you know, the hardest thing of all, listening. And be forgiven, be gentle. You know, it's just kind of practical stories. It's a black book. It's short. It's funny. I've got some of my failures in there as well, so that people don't think I'm writing from a perch or a superior position.
And now you've worked with a lot of not-for-profits and ministries and been a pastor as well, so you have quite the spiritual background, don't you?
Yeah, I made my commitment to follow Jesus when I was 19, and I've never looked back. And so we pastored a church in Brisbane called Gateway Baptist and then an inner-city church called River City. And the last 10 years, we've been full-time authors and speakers and spoken in hundreds and hundreds of churches and schools.
Okay, so the four books you've written, what are the names of those books and what are they about?
Well, the first one was More Ice Cream, Less Beans, and it was taking 100 of the columns that I wrote for the newspaper over 20 years that were actually read by between 250,000 and 500,000. So I took 100 of those columns and reworked them into a book. And in fact, that became a bestseller. Then my next book was I Grow in Granddad's Garden, a children's book. And then The Adventures of ABCD, another children's book. And in recent times, The Man Book.
I accidentally opened The Man Book to page 38 when I was first flicking through it to sort of get a bit of a feel for what it was about. And I was sitting next to one of my work colleagues, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to interview this author." I opened it up and started reading, and it said, "Don't be in too big a hurry to get your clothes off. When a man sees a naked woman, he goes nuts. He is filled with curiosity and desire, and the chemicals in his brain are dynamically altered." I love your writing style. It's quite funny and very direct, but very helpful too. So, look, I think any fella who picks up The Man Book is going to be very grateful. It's not a big book. It's not very long. I could get through this probably in an hour, I would say, maybe two. And I think it would become one of those dog-eared books you keep in your library as a fella for those moments when you're just not sure which way she's going to jump and you want to be prepared. would you say, Brian, that that's pretty much it?
Oh, well, yes. I'm surprised that, Fee, you turned straight to chapter three, which is the sex chapter.
No,
I'm not sure how you knew that.
I just opened the book in the middle, and that's where I landed. So, and I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting interview.
When I spoke last weekend up in Bundaberg at a church up there, I mentioned this book, and I said on the back cover, it guarantees that you will enjoy the best sex you've ever had. And I said to the congregation, I said, look, this is secret men's business. You ladies aren't allowed to buy this book. But after the service, the ladies all lined up to get the man book. Well, I think we almost sold out.
I think the ladies need to buy it as a present for their fellas, because it's going to help them to understand how to make their wives happy. And when you've got a happy wife, you've got a happy life. I mean, that's a truism right there. Brian, fantastic. You better hit us with your website, which is where all these books are available. If people want to find out more about you, more about your children's books, more about your other books, what's your website?
LiveHappyTogether.com.au. Just live, you know, L-I-V-E, live happy together. That's kind of our overall banner, if you like, you know. How can we encourage people to get on well?
Fantastic. So especially the Man Book is all about being happy in your marriage, all aspects of your marriage, and a little bit of spiritual growth in there as well. So you can head to livehappytogether.com.au. Lovely chatting with you, Brian.
Okay, and you too, Fee. Great work that you do.